They're just two parents who happen to be dads. One called Harley, the other one is Wads. It's not really Wads, it's Wade! But Wade doesn't rhyme with dads. It's shitting with the door open. As we always do, we start with a song. Every ep, like the 100 plus eps that are on Patreon, plus the 38 that we've recorded. Maybe this is 39, 38.
Is it?
Yeah, since we've been back.
39, dinner for two.
A duck fucking a horse. It's 39.
I saw a bingo once and the guy went 21 and then went, a duck doing a pole dance. And every now and then it pops into my head and I have a real laugh.
Fuck, how funny is Granny Bingo?
Yeah, yeah, very funny.
Fucking hell.
Anyway, this is Shitting with the Door Open. Hi, Breed. Hi, Duffin. I am in great spirits, Wade. But I am a little tired and my voice is a little bit used. I've been doing three shows a night here in the wonderful...
Yeah, but why is it used? Hello.
Well, dicks don't suck themselves. but I've got an exercise update for you.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, right, so after the last episode and the episode before that and the one before that and all of the ones before that, I just woke up on one day here. I had a particularly hard day, but nothing had happened.
Yeah.
My brain had happened. My brain had got in my own way. And I was just like, I know how to fix this. I talked to my good mate Wade about it all the time. And I was going to a friend's house, Oki, who's a very close mate of mine, to hang out with her and her kid. And it was an hour and a half walk from where I was staying.
And I was like,
now I can exercise for purpose.
Great.
And so I did the walk and thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And also, like, Melbourne's flat.
Yes.
Jesus, a good walk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you go for an hour and a half walk through Brisbane and you've basically...
It's so hilly.
Yeah, yeah. You've climbed Mount Everest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like it's funny because the hill here, you'll be like, oh, I'm going up the hill. Oh, no, I'm up.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
They're very steep. It's a very shallow incline.
And of course, because I don't like exercise, I didn't bring any exercise gear. So, and it was quite cold. So I did an hour and a half walk in jeans and Blundstones. And there was this weird part of my head where I was putting them on. I'm like, oh, I may as well just not do it because my body won't know I'm exercising. What? Like, that was what I said to myself. Like, because you're wearing jeans and Blundstones, this isn't going to do anything.
Your body's going to be like, nice try, motherfucker.
That's not exercise clothes. You idiot.
You're off to the pub. Doesn't count, dumb cunt.
But anyway, I just was like, well, this is what I've got. And so
it's good. How'd you feel afterwards?
Well, towards the end of it, so
an hour and a half is a big walk.
It is a big walk. And at about the hour mark, I thought I needed a fart. And then I went for the fart and I went, oh, that's definitely not a fart. There is more involved there. And then from not having any urge to have the shit, it came on real hard. And that hour and a half walk got a lot quicker. I got to my mate's house in an hour and 10 minutes and I haven't seen her for months and I walked in and just went, anyway, got a shit. That's all I said.
Sometimes I'll be on the morning walk and because I took another one the other day and it was yesterday, and it was excellent. It was so lovely. But I'll have a couple, like I'll drink like a coffee before I go and then I'll drink a coffee on the walk and of course I'm just fucking busting.
Yeah.
Absolutely dying for a piss. And then I'll be coming back up the hill to get back into the house. I'll send Claire a text. Open the doors, make sure the toilet's free. Coming in hot. You've got 5 minutes.
Yeah, totally.
Coming in hot.
Everybody out. So yes, I felt great. Like,
yeah.
So not only did I do the walk, then my mate's kid set up this whole arcade. He's seven.
Yeah, great.
Set up a whole arcade in the house just with cardboard boxes and ping pong balls.
Excellent.
And so we had, what did he do? We had air hockey.
Wow.
We had laser tag. We had this, there was a hole cut in a like a shoebox, and you had to get a tennis ball through that one.
Yeah.
And he drew QR codes that you had to scan in to play. And it was equal parts shit and excellent.
Yes. You know, like I think that's life.
Yeah, yeah, totally. But it was like all homemade stuff, and I don't think I've had as much fun in a long time.
Oh, great.
Just throwing ping pong. Like, he didn't play. He was like, oh, we played a bit against each other, but then the main one was me and Oki against each other.
Yeah,
and playing laser tag with, like, cardboard shields and just pegging ping pong balls inside an apartment at your mate. It was great.
Oh, man, yeah, that's super fun.
Thoroughly good day, and then no surprises. My mental health was, like, incredible.
Yes.
We went out and kicked the footy as well, and I was like, I'm untouchable.
Because you're just getting outside and touching grass.
Yes. And
you're,
that...
You're doing, you know, stuff...
That's me done for a year.
I like hanging out with, like, other people's kids. You know, like, it's
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good. I was looking after a friend's kids the other day, but they were... Like, there's, like, two older ones about the same age as mine, but then there's, like, a younger one around three. And it's a different vibe.
Yeah.
Because as we've talked about before, parenting is like a video game.
Mm.
You get to a level,
yep.
you beat that level, but there's always another level to go. But I always forget the previous levels.
Yes.
I don't need that information anymore. Yeah. I don't need, like, two-year-old, three-year-old, four-year-old information. I'm past that.
No.
But this kid was, he's fun, but, like, his favorite word was no, just, like, constantly no. Do you want to go inside? No. Do you want to watch a show? No. Do you want to eat some dinner? No. Do you want to get some ice cream? No. I don't think you know.
I don't think you're listening.
I don't think you're listening at all.
Yeah.
You're just giving me the fucking finger.
Yeah, but also, probably because you forgot, you don't ask a kid that age what they want to do.
No.
You just tell a kid that age what they're going to do.
Yes. Like, I completely
yeah.
miss that entire thing because I'm used to dealing with my kids. They're like, do you want to do this? Yep. All right. Let's go do it.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, it was good. Good, 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 good.
Yeah, I like the kind of parent I am with other kids.
Yes.
Because especially when my kids aren't there and I'm just with, like I was with this kid the other day, there was a few moments that he was having because he's a seven-year-old.
Yeah.
And I was detached from it but also knew how to kind of diffuse it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and it was stress-free for me because I'm like, oh, this is not my one.
Yes, because all that emotional connection's kind of taken
yes.
away. Yeah, the parent I am with other people's kids is how I want to be with
yeah,
my kids.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I had that moment of real guilt. We were out kicking the football. Something happened, and it was a bit of frustration. And as I was doing it, and I was just being still in the moment and,
yep.
and connected with him, if it was my kid, I'd have already been going, just fucking get over it.
Yeah.
Just get the ball. Just stop this shit. We'll go home. I'm like, oh. I really got to have a look at myself. Another hour and a half walk then.
But all those like lessons you learn from like parenting your own kids, you get to apply to other people's kids.
Yes.
But without the emotional
yeah.
headache that goes with it.
Yeah. With,
you know what I
mean?
Detached is the right word.
And also on your best behavior.
You're on your best behavior. You can't just yell at someone else.
You can't just yell at people.
Just fucking sort it out. Imagine.
That's really disgraceful, isn't it?
Oh.
Maybe we should just swap kids. You know,
yeah.
you know that TV show Wife Swap? Maybe
yeah.
it should actually be Kids Swap. It kind of is in a way. And you just go, you send your kids over for a week. I'll send my kids over to you for a week. And everything will probably be a lot happier.
But I reckon kids are also way better behaved with other people.
That's what... Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
And then after a week, things are going to start to get too normalized and they're going to start to turn into fuckwits.
Yeah.
And then we send them back.
Yeah.
That's great. This is a good system.
This is the best system.
It's like Airbnb
we
for
don't
your
send
children.
Send them back. We just keep rotating
oh, that's
around
it.
All the
that's...
all the parents. Like you say goodbye to yours. You're not seeing them again. They're gone. And you just, everybody just swaps week after week. So every week you're getting a fresh set.
Yeah. And sometimes, this is the benefit, because it's within a community, right? Sometimes you'll have four kids, sometimes you'll have one.
Yeah.
You just don't know who's coming next.
It's always a surprise. Always a surprise.
I can't see there being any problems with this great business idea. good.
Oh,
well,
man.
And my time is almost up here, and then I get to go home to my children.
Oh, which is very nice. I'm glad you're having a good time.
Yeah, mate. Thoroughly enjoying it.
Yeah.
I've made some good choices.
You Great.
Know? There's been a lot of I've had a lot of reflection in my life. There's heaps of like overthinking and constantly doing. But I have to acknowledge that recently, within the last 12 months, I've made some big decisions, and now I'm enjoying some of the ramifications of those decisions.
You've made some huge decisions.
Massive. Yeah.
Actually, this is good. Like coming back to Melbourne now, just on like a trip, like a work trip. Because you made like that giant move up to Queensland. How are you feeling about Melbourne now that you've got a bit of distance? You know what I mean? Because you were hating it when you were leaving.
Yeah, I was hating it. I was going to do a joke about the walk, actually. I was going to talk about it on stage and just go how much I hated Melbourne. And when I left, you know, that I was at the end of my tether with everything and whatever. And that I went on this big walk, and I walked from Moonee Ponds basically into the city and then after that walk, I reflected on it and I went, Melbourne's still a shithole. But obviously all of those emotions have softened about Melbourne, and it's actually really lovely to be here in a nostalgic way, and also know that I don't have to stay here because it is cold and wet basically the whole time I've been here. It hasn't been great.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, yeah, that's why I left.
Yeah.
And so even though I'm having the best time seeing mates, and I do really love this city. It's even just walking around the city itself is great. But even suburban Melbourne is amazing in terms of what you can look at and architecture and blah, 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 and the bars and the cafes. Yep. I'm still very happy to be going home on Monday.
Yeah, because this is a holiday for you.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. You know, a few weeks ago we were talking about like driving and how like fucking the road rage, and I was on the road yesterday and taking the girls home from like some play that they're having, and the two separate occasions people had just stopped in the middle of the road, busy road,
car
what? They just stopped. One person looked like they had their bonnet up, looked like they needed to get some work done, that's fine, but there was a park right beside them on the side of the road,
pushed the car off,
and they had parked in the middle of the road. It was insane. And when we're coming up to like this intersection, I was like, this intersection's fucking crazy busy. What the fuck is going on? And the girl's like, don't swear, Dad. I'm like, oh, fucking swear, fucking no foreign kids in this car, mate. I'm not looking after anybody's kids at the moment. I'm fucking going off.
The fuck do you say?
Anyway. And I was so angry. And then we went around the corner. And then just up on the road, there was another dude just parked there.
Mate.
Just parked. And he looked like he was waiting for a car to kind of like reverse out. But the car wasn't reversing out. It was just sitting there. So it was just two people sitting there.
Mate.
Just fucking go.
Just go.
Just fucking go.
I saw this bloody reel the other day. This woman, I can't remember what her accent was. She wasn't from Australia. And she was commenting on Australians. She goes, what is it with Australians when you're at the lights and the light goes green, and if you don't go for like 2 seconds, they're honking the horn? I went to the comments, mate, it did not disappoint. Everyone's like, yeah, because you've had 2 seconds. Fucking go. Everyone's yelling. It's like, sorry, have you got time to do shit? It's a green light. We're all trying to get through the fucking intersection.
Have you fucking seen some of these fucking changes? Like you go like east-west of Melbourne along Sydney Road, you go along some of those lights, you get fucking 20 seconds max.
One guy goes, max. Sometimes you only get 10 seconds of these light changes. You've used 2 seconds. That's 20% of the time that did the whole maths.
2 seconds? Like you count that out. 1,000, 2,000, and you're just sitting there.
I'm on the horn.
What are you doing not going?
Yeah.
What are you doing not going?
Why aren't you operating a vehicle and there's been a signal that tells you you can go now?
Are you on the phone? Go fuck yourself. Are you having a little nap?
Get the fuck.
Get out of here. Anyway, as we're driving along, people are like overtaking us on the inside as if we were like a tram and they had to get past us. But I was going at the speed limit, and there was another car just in front of me also going at the speed limit. And there was another car in front of them going at, like, everybody's kind of just going. Like, nobody can go faster. And two cars zipped inside me and the other car. And, you know, like there's a parked car on the side of the road. Just missed that and swerved in front.
What the hell?
To get nowhere faster.
Nowhere faster. That's the thing about driving like that in a big city like Melbourne. You're getting nowhere faster.
Nowhere faster. Yeah. It's not like they went there and they're like, oh, fuck, no, we're on the open road and we can take off. They just hit the exact same car. There was like two cars ahead going the exact same speed that we were. They got no result out of it. It was insane.
And illegal.
Oh.
Undertaking is legal.
Oh, undertaking. Is that what it's called, isn't it?
Well, if you pass on the left, you're not meant to technically pass on the left.
Yeah, of course. Overtaking, yeah. Undertaking.
You've got to overtake on the right.
And I was not ready for it as well. You get someone fucking whip past you on the inside. It's like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Next thing, a bicyclist who, like I've said, is protected by skin is dead.
Man, fucking hell. But
we're turning into angry old men. I fucking love it.
I'm just getting raging.
I'm going to get deck chairs and sit by major roads and just critique people as they drive past.
Like that's like a little coolie, like a little esky.
Yeah.
Like a six pack.
That is in my future. I'm going to find one of the most notorious intersections and crashes and just sit there. Okay. Well, that was always going to happen. You fucking idiot. You're right up his ass.
I'm going to Uber Eats like some dumplings to me as I'm doing it. And as the dumplings pull up, like, you can't park there, mate. It's traffic. Like, set them up. Oh, man. I was going along the road and there was like a cyclist, but it was kind of like way too far into the middle of the road. So you couldn't really overtake. And then were there like spots where there was room for him to go like near the sidewalk, near the pavement. So you could overtake. He didn't do it. He just stayed in the middle of the road. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, that is not... That is frustrating behavior.
And that's where you get on the horn.
Yeah.
Again, with the bicyclists. Because I don't want anyone to think that those guys don't do the wrong thing. Or fucking all the time.
Everybody is.
God damn it.
The human
people on push bikes on phones.
Ugh.
Like, I saw a guy the other day on a motorized scooter on his phone.
Like, what are you doing?
I'm like...
Those things are fucking death traps.
Yeah, you're traveling at 40 k's an hour and you're looking at your phone. And you're just standing up.
Yes.
You're standing up. And your only protection is the helmet that's on the handlebars. What the fuck are you doing? Like, but so many people are so close to death all the time. Rant.
We're just turning, you're right. We're just grumpy old men. Like, I'm 44. I got no right to be this angry.
God, it's cathartic, though.
You got to get it out.
Yeah. Just do better.
Just do better at everything. Everything. Fucking hell.
I've got so many farts in me. If I let it out, we're going to have to finish this podcast. I farted at my mate's house the other day and I had to leave the whole house. That's the truth. And I said, Cal, don't go back in there. It's no good. And I've been eating healthy. I've just been eating that salad I talked about the other day on
the Patreon.
That's
probably
why. Yeah.
The body's not used to it. It's like,
what what's going on? Whoa, look at all this old ancient shit we can get out.
All right, boys. The cleaners are in. The movers.
Get the pickaxes. He's eating broccoli every day.
It's like the miners. Just fucking digging away.
Mate, I always picture little people inside me doing all of the things. Like whenever I have a cramp,
that's what I do.
It's because there's little people twisting things.
Tiny little men. Little workers.
Yeah, when you get an erection, it's just because they're pulling ropes inside. Hold! Hold!
Oh! They can see like the rope breaking.
Dave, pick the rope up!
It's an emergency. Oh, we lost it. We lost it. It's going to take a few... It's going to take half an hour to repair this.
I'm not going to be able to pick those ropes up for at least half an hour. And he'd better watch a different fucking video because I'm sick of this one.
Oh, we're in our good friend Gatesy's apartment at the moment.
Yes, we are.
Fan of the podcast.
Oh, I'll tell you something. He told me he stopped listening. And do you know why? Because he realised that he was listening to this podcast and at the end of it feeling very fulfilled that he'd caught up with you and I. But he hadn't. So he's forced himself to stop so that he will reach out and actually talk to us.
Well, he will never know which pillow I came on then. If you listen to the podcast, Gatesy, you would know.
It's from years ago.
It's the third black cushion on that chair over there. If you listen, you'll see it. Get out the black light.
It is a really lovely little apartment. He just bought it. It's his own place. And I am I'm a very lucky man to have friends like I have.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to have friends.
And he's away. So I'm just I'm just full bachelor padding it.
How is the friendship situation going up in Queensland?
Not great.
Yeah.
Something to be worked on. It's hard. Like there's a...
It is hard.
There's a couple that I really like. We went around their house. That was where I went for and had that accident with Marigold on the push bike. Yeah. Who's really great. I quite like the bloke, but he is, I think, a project manager for like construction sites or something to do with construction sites. And... like all over Southeast Queensland, so he's away heaps.
Yes,
and then I'm also away heaps. And you know, in terms of a new middle-aged male friendship, it's very hard to. What are you going to do? Go, hey mate, can we schedule something in? Which I guess is exactly what we have.
That's
to
what,
do.
Yeah, it's what you have to do.
And then you know, when I can, I get into comedy in the city. But
yeah,
it's the demographic is not really out there for finding new friends.
It's harder to do as an adult. I reckon.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Maybe I'll join the bowls club.
Honestly,
I'm not even joking.
No, that's not a... That's a... You need that social connection. Yeah.
And it's a proper country bowls club too. There's no young hip people playing bowls. There's all old people with no hips.
Yes.
Like, that's literally, and it's not even a bar. There's no bar at this bowls club. It's literally just a bowls club.
Oh.
Yeah, which is why I haven't been. I saw your face. That's why I haven't been. But I'm like, yeah, but... You can just play bowls. You don't have to drink at the bowls club.
But you can take beers there.
I think so, yeah. Yeah. Oh, you'd imagine so.
All right.
Okay. Wade approves.
All right.
Tentatively.
All right.
We're back.
Well, you don't even need to say we're back.
Yeah, do that. We just had intermission for ourselves.
But... For like people like listening, they have no idea that we had intermission. We don't need to reference intermission. No,
it'll just run through seamlessly because you edit it. But I want them to see behind the curtain of us just running out of anything to say. However, we haven't stopped talking.
No.
We just decided the talking that we were doing wasn't worthy of the podcast. What are we going to talk about?
Imagine that dross. It's not worthy of the podcast. How fucking low that bar is.
God. Nah, it's good.
It is good. I made a lasagna yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Love a lasagna.
I love lasagna. It's so good. And I think the first thing we make when we get back into the house will be... The first thing I make will be lasagna.
God, you guys must be just frothing at being home.
Yeah. And we're so close.
You're like a week away, right?
Yeah.
And you've been out for 7 months?
7 months.
Yeah. That's a long time.
It's a long... moving from place to place to place as well. You know,
totally.
So it's going to be... It's going to feel amazing.
Yeah.
It's going to feel amazing. Yeah. But the first thing I remember... Like Claire talks about on stage, but I remember like making for her when we first started dating, I made her like a lasagna, but it wouldn't fit in the oven. Like the tray wouldn't fit. And so I had to put it like on an angle so it would fit. And then so I had to keep like every 10 minutes just fucking changing the angle. But I also remember I would take it out and instead of just like taking out the tray and turning the angle a different way, I would take it out, turn it around and then turn it a different way.
What?
So it did the exact opposite of what I wanted it to do. And... When I found out that it didn't work, I had the biggest meltdown.
I bet you did.
I walked around the corner and leaned against the wall and just sunk to my knees. I reckon the biggest meltdowns I have are over like cooking.
Same. I would say so too. Yeah. When it doesn't go quite right. I was just remembering I'd never used charcoals before and we had this massive fish at my mum and dad's house.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm just going to cook it over the coals. And cooking over coals is actually pretty easy now that I know how.
Yeah.
But what I did is I stacked, you know, there's a, like a...
The can.
The can, right? Yep. So I stacked it up and put fire lighters underneath that and tried to get the coal started and thought it was working. And then I'll just put a heap of fire lighters in and then the coals went down on them and basically put that out. And I was like, oh, it'll work. And then I put the fish in. And then a half an hour later, I picked it up. I just picked the lid off the Weber and it just smelt of petrol because I used fire lighters. And then I opened up the foil and the fish was just riddled with the smell. And mate, it took me a week to come back from that.
And the thing with like those briquettes is some of them are pretty toxic.
Yeah.
It's not like cooking with actual charcoal, because that's what I use as well. Like, I'll cook with this and I'm like cooking over an open fire. I want to start cooking with actual wood. That's what I want to start cooking with.
Yeah.
And
I want to do smokers.
Yeah. Yeah. The girls bought me like, actually one of them bought me like a big kind of like charcoal barbecue for Father's Day a few years ago. And I only used it like 3 times.
Yeah.
I might get back into that.
Do you know what the problem
with the wood?
The problem with the wood or the charcoal or whatever, and it shouldn't be a problem because both of us love cooking, is the lead time you've got to get it started.
Yes.
That's the as soon as you get over that hurdle, as soon as you go, don't do any prep, go get the fire started.
Yeah.
You know, like, depending on obviously what you're doing. It's like the massive cook up I did out at my brother's farm. I got the fire on for dinner, I think we were planning for about 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I started the fire at 10 in the morning.
Yeah, wow.
Because we were cooking over those flames. We'd suspended meat over the coals.
But
I had to get a huge amount of coals. So I had to have a huge fire.
Yep.
And get that going until we finally got the meat on at about 1. And then we were racing it, you know, then I only had 6 hours.
Man, it's like a hungy.
Oh, yeah.
Where that's like a full day affair, but it's a real communal thing. Like you dig the hole, you build the fire, you put in like all like the railway sleepers, like the fire's got to burn right down. Yeah. Then you get the food. It's in like the crates, like the metal crates, and they're all wrapped in like wet sacks and whatever. And then it goes into the hole. Then you put like the fucking dirt.
You just said wet sacks.
And it goes straight into the pass. Hole. Like I'm straight past. And then the big hard cocks, they also.
And that's where the hucker comes from.
And then you like, you're filling the hole with all the dirt. You like, you pack that down. And then after like hours and hours and hours, you dig it all back up.
Yep.
It's a full day. And then like everything gets brought out and everybody's helping prepare the food. And then my uncle would do like a prayer, I guess.
A blessing on the food.
A blessing, thank you. A blessing is the correct word. Like a kind of like a blessing on the food, which is always real nice. And then you get to eat, and it's fantastic.
What do you feel about a hungy? Do you like them? As in the taste at the end?
Yep. That. And like whenever I mention this to my cousins and my brother and my dad, they're always like, "Nah, you're wrong." I'm like, "I reckon we could put like some butter and some spices in here." I think this is a fun way to cook food. I think we could level it up a bit.
Yeah, I've never had a hungy. I've had a moo-moo, which is in Papua New Guinea, is what they call it, and it's essentially exactly the same thing as a hungy.
Chicken and the pork always taste great.
Yeah, we had chicken. We didn't have pork in that one. We had guinea pig. It was interesting as well. We had a thing called chicken head sausage. One of the worst things I've ever eaten in my life.
But it sounds delicious.
But it sounds so good, Harley. Chicken head sausage. Let me talk you through it. And this doesn't go in the moo-moo.
Yeah.
Everything else has been saved on the chicken, including the feathers.
Yeah.
And the whole chicken has been wrapped up and it's in the hole. And then you take the head of the chicken and pull the neck bone out, and so then you've just got a flap of skin, and then you get all of the organs and stuff that in. It's like haggis, right? So you stuff that in the neck skin, tie that up, and the head's sitting on top of this ball of organs, and then you boil it. And if you think that that would result in something that tastes horrific, you're absolutely correct. It's the worst thing. No one else would eat it, but I'm like, I'm fucking absolutely eating
it. You got to try.
I ate the whole thing.
You got to try.
I ate the whole chicken head sausage. There was a fair few of them. But then anyway, we did the moo-moo, and the whole day around it was the best.
Yeah.
You know, I was staying in this compound up in the Highlands, and I don't know, there's probably... It was a Bible college, actually. It was when I was still in the church. And I don't know, maybe there was 40 or 50 people living in that space. And so we were all involved and prepping the meat and doing all that. And at the end, I just went, well, that just all tastes the same. The whole thing. The sweet potatoes and the chicken and the, it was all...
Because everything's kind
of
get...
Just throw like a shovel full of spice in there before you put the dirt on.
Yes, because everything's kind of getting cooked in its own juice, which I really like. Yes. You know what I mean? But I feel like sometimes with like, especially the vegetables, you get some garlic butter, some spices, and you wrap it all individually. You know, I think there's a way to do it that would make it just extra delicious.
Yeah, you know what traditional people need? Two white guys to tell them how to cook their food. Here's the problem with sushi.
I think we can make some improvements to butter chicken as well while we're at it. Oh my god! Yeah,
that's look, I like your chow mein, but have you tried raisins?
Man, that is funny.
Hey, speaking of food, I am. Ravenously hungry. Let's go, mate.
All right, sweet.
Hello. See ya. Love you.
Dads.